the players have been brilliant regarding not getting paid. I think their attitude's been superb, and they've just got on with it and played and trained as if nothing's happened.
We now know they are going to be paid, albeit with some percentage coming from the PFA. Does that in any way, you know, make it a little bit better? Does it make it easier for people like yourself?
No. It's good they're getting paid, but I don't think it makes it any easier that they're getting paid for us anyway. No. They've just got on with it, whether they've been paid or not.
And you're a vastly experienced football person at all sorts of levels. I guess you've been there, worn a few T-shirts and seen it all. How does what's gone on at Bolton Wanderers in the last couple of months compare?
Well, I've never been at a football club that's happened like what's happened here, so it's a bit difficult, but it's a good club. There's good people here. The facilities are very good, and I've enjoyed it. But
has what's happened in any way affected the morale? I mean, I'm talking about right through the club, because the non-playing staff, again, there's good news there that they will get paid, the players now will get paid. Has that affected morale, and has that had a on-the-field knock-on effect?
Don't know. I wouldn't say that has. I'm delighted that the non-playing staff have been paid, because some of them, obviously, they're not like the players. They need their money every week or every month, and it's good that they're getting paid. The players have been, like I said, they've been fantastic and just got on with it.
What's happened? How difficult has it been from a backroom perspective, you know, to manage the whole circumstance on and off the field in the last few months?
We just got on with trying to prepare a team to play a game. It's not been any harder or any easier because of the situation. We just got on with it.
In terms of getting on with it on the field, is it, the position's not great to any outsiders looking in. Is it still recoverable?
Of course, absolutely. I think we've got a decent squad of players. We need a bit of luck. We've got to stop conceding goals that are our fault. Teams ain't really broke us down and scored fantastic goals against us. It's been a lot of mistakes that have caused our goals going in. Stop doing that. We've got a lot going forward for us. The boy Clough coming back makes a big difference to us with his different movement up front. He's only done 2 training sessions since he's been back, and we slung him in against Charlton, and he was unbelievable. And I don't think he plays so well, sadly, but he gets 2 goals. But yeah. No, he's a good lad. His movement's good. He's got a good touch, and he's hungry, and he's got a big future, I think.
And, of course, with that, the inevitability of the transfer window opening in January, the manager has told us previously there is if I can use this terminology, a danger there that, you know, the vultures will be circling and trying to, you know, grab whatever they can from Bolton Wanderers, given the club's financial position.
Well, that's true, and I'm sure if an offer came in for one of our players, the club would look hard and think about it, especially in the situation we're in.
Yeah.